This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Phil Cook moved to North Carolina from Wisconsin over a decade ago. He had these romantic ideas about the South from a young age, even though he'd never been here. Or maybe because he'd never been here, I don't know. But he says he's always been a student of Southern music, and he has a new album out today that's proof of that. People Are My Drug, Phil Cook. Always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Great to see you again, man.
Tell us about this new album, People Are My Drug. Where's this coming from?
Oh, I just, I just woke up to this beautiful realization watching my friend Kim Register play a show. It said every time I see Kim Register, I get a little high. Just when I just am able to see Kim. And then I had that thought about a lot of people that I know in Durham and a lot of people I have in my life. And then realized it was just a dang truth that I got living with me every day. People are my drug.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing to be able to say that, because I think we feel it, and there's a way in which, I mean, it's a phrase, right? So it can sound cliche, but sometimes we actually run away from the honest to God feeling that really, if it weren't for these people around me, I'd be a mess, and I'm so they make me happy.
Yeah.
And we sometimes just are almost ashamed of that. We shouldn't be, and thank you for bringing that back.
Yeah, I'm into it, man. I'm into it, and this is a great city. This is a great city to live in. I mean, you know, you've been here. Mm-hmm. I've been here in Durham for 11 years now, and Durham keeps showing me spirit and unveiling itself to me and my family and my friends in new ways every year. And I'm constantly blown away.
Well,
I'm constantly blown away by people.
We'll hear examples of that in a moment. But first, let's hear a sample from the record, shall we? Would you play a song for us?
Oh, it's sorry. I thought we were playing the recorded one first.
I know. I'm sorry. I meant for you to
play a song.
Well, here it goes,
but it wasn't clear because we are going to play some recorded things. I thought you were waiting for me to play.
Okay, here we go. This is a song by a Detroit artist named Ted Lucas, and he was Motown's exotic instrument guy. So every time they needed a sitar part, they would bring in Ted Lucas, and he made some interesting music on his own. This is one of his songs. It's called Now That I Know. Here we go. Now that I know the time that I have wasted, now that I know ain't no use to wonder why, now that I know the sorrow I've tasted, now that I know why I think I say goodbye, that's the time that I anticipated. Wonderful thoughts that never did come true, yeah. That's the time that I sat alone and waited, hoping to catch a glimpse or two of you, yeah. Flying in dreams that have no solid ending, flying in truths that are ill-advised. Now we must close this game of our pretending, passing through a brief but endless sky. That's the time that I anticipated. Wonderful thoughts that I never did come true. That's the time that I sat alone and waited, hoping to catch a glimpse of two of you. Now that I know the time that I have wasted, now that I know ain't no use to wonder why, that's the time that I anticipated. Wonderful thoughts that never did come true, yeah.
closer to you.
That is Phil Cook live right in our studio. Now That I Know, from his new album out today, People Are My Drug. Phil's going to be at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro Thursday, June 7th. What a great song.
Thanks.
That is so great. And so this is inspired by a guy who plays exotic instruments, huh?
Yeah, a Detroit guy, Ted Lucas. He's just, he's put out, I think, one record locally, and my friend William Tyler, guitar player, reissued it years ago, and he's got kind of a cult following. But yeah, if you're ever listening to Motown and you hear like a sitar, things like that, that's Ted in the background there in Motown.
That's a pretty cool little guitar you have, tiny little thing.
Yeah, I call it the Peanut.
It's a very elegant. It's really a cool looking guitar. It's short. Does it have all the notes on it?
Yet to be seen, man. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, listen, talk about the friends that are making you high. Amelia Meath, Sylvan Esso. You worked with Sylvan Esso on this record. Tell us about that collaboration.
Well, you know, I've known Amelia since before she moved here, and since before she actually formed Sylvan Esso, all those things. Amelia is a phenomenal human being, first and foremost. And I like to say, you know, when fame and success is earned by people and they enjoy that part of, you know, being a musician, it can really change you, not for the good. I've seen it a lot of different times. Amelia is somebody who I feel like handles the entire situation with grace and with humor and with humility. And I just love her so much. So writing a song with her was awesome because I just went to her house and we just sat and talked for, like I told Eric Hodges this morning, I was like, you know, I just opened up a book, my notebook, and she's like, shut that thing. Let's just talk. Let's just talk, man. And we get, you know, after an hour or so, I uttered the phrase, you know, we're just talking about being married and that act of just trying to be present for each other in this age of distraction and how hard it is and to find that moment. And I said, sometimes I just feel like I'm miles away. And she just raised her eyebrows and looked at me and she was like, miles away. And she just sang the first verse of the song at me. And I was like, okay, this is how it should be from now on.
Let's hear how it went from there.
Miles away. What did you say? I wasn't listening, babe. Tell me, what did you say?
Miles Away from Phil Cook's new album, People Are My Drug. He collaborated with Amelia Meath from Sylvanesso on that song. You can catch Phil at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro Thursday, June 7th. We've got that at our website, stateofthings.org. Great song. And I'm glad that you told me this story because I'd love to be at the birth of those songs, you know, to hear how it started. Then I get curious about when the idea is for the arrangement in that case. I mean, I hear a piano in there. When did that idea come? How far along was the song before you realized we need a piano or I want one?
Yeah. Well, you know, we recorded the record in 2 days. The rhythm section, all the parts were done. So the piano's done by James Wallace, a Durham resident here. I wrote this song as more of a Motown, you know, boom, miles away, boom, boom, boom. And then just in the studio, my brother, who produced the record, just went over the cans and was like, all right, we did two takes of that. Why don't you guys just try a slow one and you play acoustic guitar? And I was like, okay. We were just feeling adventurous and confident in the studio. And so we're like, yeah. So we just did one take in that totally slow version. And that ended up being the one that ran on the record. So that was that. And then we came back to Durham after we recorded all the rhythm tracks in Wisconsin, did the whole record mixing and all between Wisconsin and North Carolina in 10 days. So when we came back, I had to get all the singers on there in about 4 days. So Amelia came in and she did all of her parts of the record in about an hour and a half. And we did the same method with every single thing we had in here. We have two takes, three if you need them, but everyone just gets two takes. Just get it from the gut and the records from the gut. And so that stuff at the end you hear Amelia do, that's the first take. That was her first take. That's what she came up with at the top of her head for the first take. And I was sitting next to her, and I was just touching her shoe. I was on the ground touching her shoe, and I was just like totally emotional. Just like she was just so purely vibrating in her natural spirit, and what was coming out of her was so gorgeous. And I got to just be there and listening to it. I was just crying and like holding her foot, you know, and she was just kind of had her hand on my shoulder while we were actually like recording that, you know. And those are those moments I live for as an artist or in a human, you know, man. So
well, that's when the song actually it surprises you and it tells you something you didn't know about it, like this is not a Motown song, although we'd love to hear the Motown version sometime.
Maybe someday on the B-sides comp, you know.
Someday when you're miles away, we'll just change the tempo on that thing. Change the rhythm on the whole thing. Okay, here now you have musician's choice. We do this often on the show, where you get to choose whether you want the recorded version to go out on, because I'm going to tell everybody how great you are that you've got a new record out and where they can see you. And then after that, you're going to play a song. You can either do live, which I think you've got Life ready to go, or we can play a track, a recorded track, because we're doing that so you can hear the whole thing put together, Steam Power Blues. That's your choice. You make that choice. Or we can play both at the same time. You can play live and we'll play the record on top of it.
I don't know. I have to change the cable. All right,
tell you what.
That.
You tell me. I'm going to start reading now, the goodbye, and then you think about which way you want to do, the live or the record, and then I'll look up at you and you will tell me which way to go, and then I will, and I'm going to let them
know. I'm into it, Frank.
They're looking at me.
Let's roll the dice.
We got microphones on, or do you want me to push a button and start a record? And we're not going to know.
All right, I'll play live because that's the opportunity. Y'all like them, that in there? I love.
Made
it.
Them very happy.
Yeah, yeah,
Phil Cook, a musician, his new album out today called "People Are My Drug." Going to be at the Cat's Cradle next on June 7th. In fact, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rowell, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. We had help from Al Wodarski. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Phil Cook.
This song is by the late, great Alan Toussaint, one of my greatest heroes. Brother, brother, just look at what they have done to your poor boy. You know it really ain't that bad, but it looked like they been having fun. Well, I have felt the mark of 10,000 teeth. I feel my body lying limply at my feet. I've felt my soul creeping out my chest. I'm my head toward the east, got victim by the way. Yeah.
Won't you do me a favor? Won't you please unveil my face? Yeah.